Everybody, this is Osho Radio. In this program, for 1 hour, you're going to listen to different pieces of music and a discourse by Osho. We started the program with a piece of music of Manish Bijaz called Shivoham. There are so many different people from different parts of the world who are blending into one sound. The sound that's called Music from the World of Osho.
doesn't know what day it is, but she knows when it's gonna rain. She puts her hand upon my breast to wash away the pain. She shivers when I touch her, she whispers in my soul. Her kiss is everlasting, she makes my body whole. She is the desert, the mountain and the sea. She is the world of mystery to me. I see her in the forest, I see her in the trees. I see her before she disappears and leaves so quietly. Does she live next door to me or on the other side of town? Is she wearing faded jeans or a silk white wedding gown? She is the desert, the mountain and the sea. She is the world of mystery to me. Scotches through time. She flies on a flamingo. She dances on a rhyme. I see her in the clouds. I see her in the sun. I see her everywhere and in everyone. She is the desert, the mountain and the sea. She is the world of mystery. She is the desert, the mountain and the sea. She is the world of mystery to me.
Today's discourse is from the series Come Follow Yourself, Volume 4, Number 2. The questioner talks about her fears and doubts being a sannyasin. What does it really mean? What does it mean to take sannyas? Osho says, I can't really say something about it. You have to experience it for yourself. I can give you some indications, but I cannot even know what will happen to you. One thing is for sure, and that is, you will have to be a light unto yourself.
Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara. Guru Sachat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Guru Venamaha. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara. Guru Sachat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Guru Venamaha. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara. Guru Sachat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Guru Venamaha. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara. Guru Sachat Parabrahma. Sakshat Para Brahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Guru Brahma Guru Vishnu Guru Devo Maheshwara. Guru Sakshat Para Brahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Guru Brahma Guru Vishnu Guru Devo Maheshwara. Sat Para Brahma Tasmai Shri Guru Ve Namaha. Through the darkness, a candle lights your way. And though the dusk comes, dawn still greets the day. And when you can't see, close your eyes and look inside and pray, and He will find you. Through the darkness, a candle lights your way.
The third question: the implications of sannyas are just now becoming clear to me. Your power over us becomes awesome. You can possess far beyond the limitations of our personalities, yet our personalities persist, and I find myself frightened by things I am doing which seem incongruous with my character. What can I do about this fear? Yes, the implications of sannyas become clear only when you are a sannyasin, never before. There are many people who would like to take sannyas, who would like to be initiated on the path, but they want to know what it means before they take the jump. That is impossible. Nothing can be said to them. They want to be convinced before they take the decision. No, you cannot be convinced, because it is not a question of intellect. It is something to be experienced. One knows about it only by being it, and there is no other way. So those who think first they need an intellectual conviction will miss the opportunity available. They will miss the door. Sannyas is only for those who are courageous to move in dark, to move in the unknown. Yes, the night is very dark, and the point you are standing is such that from there you cannot see any ray of light. In fact, you are standing with closed eyes, and you say that first convince us intellectually that there is light, only then we will open the eyes. How it is possible? Because light can only be known when you open the eyes. How can you prove that light exists to a man who is standing with closed eyes and insists logically that why should I open the eyes if there is no light? Why should I make the effort? First prove me that there is light, then I will open the eyes. But how can you prove there is light? The only proof is to see it. The only proof of the pudding is in eating it. The implications of sannyas are just now becoming clear to me. Once you are a sannyasin, by and by implications become more and more clear. There are infinite implications. The more you will grow, the more they will become clear. It is not going to be an intellectual conviction, it is going to be an existential conversion. Hence the fear. Your power over us becomes awesome. That is one of the basic fears. Because whenever you love somebody, the power of the other becomes awesome. And this is no ordinary love. It is not love of the body. It is ultimate love. Once you fall in love with me, you are already disappearing. Fear grips you. Then what is going to happen? Are you going to dissolve completely? The temptation will arise to escape. The temptation will arise to say no to me. The temptation will arise to defend yourself against me. But this is the paradox. If you defend yourself against me, you are destroying yourself. Because then you will remain the old, the repetitive, the rotten. If you don't defend yourself against me, if you open the doors in the beginning, it may look like destructive, but soon you will realize that the destruction was just a preparation to create something. Each creation needs to be begun by destruction. The equal amount of destruction is needed. And if I am going to create you totally new, then I have to destroy you totally. Right now, you are just a mechanical thing. You go on repeating yourself, a gramophone record which is stuck somewhere. And it goes on repeating the same line again and again and again. Just watch your life. Have not you become a gramophone record? Stuck. And the needle goes on moving in the same groove and goes on repeating the same thing every day. The same anger, the same sex, the same jealousy, the same hatred, the same possessiveness, the same greed. Have you ever done anything new? I was reading a limerick yesterday. I liked it. There was a young man who said, "Damn, I have just realized that I am a being that moves in predictable grooves, not even a bus, I am a train." Just watch yourself and you will find yourself not even a bus, but a train. Fixed grooves. Well-trodden paths, repetitively, and you become more and more efficient in them. You completely forget how to live, as if you are being lived by a mechanical life. You are not living it, because you are not conscious about it. Once it happened, a man traveling by rail noticed that another man who was his sole companion in the compartment was behaving in an unusual way. For some time he seemed to be chuckling to himself very happily, and then a serious look came over his face, and he made a gesture of impatience before resuming his chuckles again. After a while, the first man could not stand it any longer and said, "Excuse me asking, sir, but what is it that amuses you so much?" "Funny stories, of course," he promptly replied. "I am telling myself funny stories." "How very interesting," murmured the first man soothingly, and then added, "But every now and then you look very serious. Why is that?" "That is when it is a story I have heard before." This is how things go on. If you yourself are telling the story, how can you tell a new story? All stories are heard before. You can just repeat. Your life cannot be a life of newness, of freshness, of morning. Your life is bound to be stale, stuffed with just repetitions, at the most an efficient mechanism, but no consciousness. So whenever you are ready to take the journey for the unknown, the pilgrimage towards the divine, fear will arise. Fear of losing that which you have never had. Fear of losing life, life you have never had. Just a mechanical thing. The fear of losing a repetitive efficiency. The fear of losing your old pattern. It may be comfortable and convenient, but it is not alive. There is nothing like death, because death is the most comfortable state of being. Convenient. In a grave, you will be perfectly comfortable and convenient, and there is no trouble. Life always creates new troubles. Those troubles are not really troubles if you look rightly. They are challenges to grow. I am a challenge. Only cowards can escape from here. Those who are brave, they have to make up their minds to move into the unknown, to go in search of that which you don't know what it is, but you feel a deep urge. You feel that some freedom is possible, It is just a vague feeling now. But if you move into the unknown, soon it becomes the reality. Your power over us becomes awesome. You can possess far beyond the limitations of our personalities. That is my whole effort, to push you, in fact, out of your personalities, so that your personality drops. The personality is nothing but a mask, a persona. It is false. It is just a created thing. It is not your reality. It is not your essence. It is just a cultivated thing around you. It is just a decoration. It is not you. And it is hiding you. And because of it, you are unable to know yourself, who you are. It has become the only hindrance. Layers upon layers of persona, personality. And you have completely forgotten who you are, the original face. You cannot even remember that you had ever an original face. My whole effort is to push you out of your personalities. Even for a single moment, the personalities drop and you are out of it, as if you are standing nude without your clothes. That one moment will have tremendous implications for your life. You will never be the same again, because now you have known your original face. Now you know who you are. And once you know who you are total freedom. Personality is a bondage. It is as if you have become fixed only to be something, while you could have been all things. Personality is a fixed routine way of being. You could have been all things, and you have become just a grocer. You could have been a painter also, a poet also, a mystic also, and you have just become a grocer. Everybody is born with infinite possibilities, and almost everybody dies by becoming a grocer. Just think. That's why you look so miserable, because you could have been infinite and you have become bounded, finite. Yet our personalities persist, and I find myself frightened by things I am doing which seem incongruous with my character. I am against character. Because character is a fixity. Character has a solidness about it. It is stony. Character means repetitiveness. You go on repeating yourself, that is your character. When somebody says you are a good man, what he is saying? He is saying that you are predictable. In the past you have been good, in the future you are going to repeat the same. When somebody says you are a bad man, what he is saying? He is saying that you are predictable. That in the future also you are going to repeat the same song. You are going to tell the same story. A real man is always unpredictable. He is freedom. He has no character. Because each moment he finds a new challenge, and each moment he moves in a new dimension, and each moment he looks with fresh eyes. Each moment he responds again and again from a new vision. He is never old, he is always young. In India, We have not depicted Buddha, Mahavir, Krishna as old men. Not that they never became old, they became old. But we have not depicted. Not even a single image exists of Buddha which shows him old. Not that he never became old, he became old. But we know that he never became old. Deep down he remained always fresh, unpredictable, young, infinitely young. Even on the last day, in the last moments of his life, he was young and fresh. Whatsoever he said, the last words that he uttered, they were too as fresh as ever. No old age, no repetition. Remember, character means a fixity, as if you are already dead. In a drama, people have characters, but in life they should not have. Because the drama is predestined. Everything is already fixed. Who is who? And what is going to happen? Nothing new is allowed. That is the meaning. In a drama, there are characters. A Jesus has to be a Jesus. He cannot turn in the middle and say, I am not. He has simply to follow tram-like a particular routine. He has to repeat. The man who wrote the play has fixed every role. Now there is no change possible. In life, there are no characters. And there is arising all over the world a new sort of drama which will not have characters. It will be more true to life. A new sort of drama, you can almost call it no drama. Nobody knows what is going to happen. People simply start from anywhere out of the blue. And there is no distinction between the audience and the stage. There should not be, because in life there is no audience and no stage. There is no separation between the actors and the onlookers. The new drama must be played in such a way that if somebody from the audience feels to take part, immediately he jumps into it. And by his very jump, the drama changes, because he will bring something. Nobody knows what. And nobody knows where it is going to end. It is just like life. It begins, it ends. But in fact, there is no beginning and no end. It is always the middle. You came in the world. The world didn't begin with you. You were born at a certain date. The drama was ongoing. Things were already on the way. You simply came onto the stage and you started doing things of your own. And you started changing the whole character of the world drama. And then just in the middle one day, you die. And by your death, you again change. Because your wife may get married to somebody else now. Your children will not be the same as you wish them to be. The whole story is going to be different. Life is like an ocean, wild. Waves upon waves come and go, and nobody knows. And that's the beauty of it. A real man is wild. He has no character. I am not saying that he is not good. When I say he is characterless, I am not saying that he is evil. You say a person characterless when he is immoral. That is wrong. He has also a character, immoral character. Don't call him characterless. Characterless is a tremendously beautiful word, only for a Buddha or Jesus or a Krishna. You can use that. Don't use for ordinary people. Just immoral people, you call them characterless. They have their character. They have their fixity. They have their routine of life. They may be bad. Their character may be bad, but they are not characterless. Only a Buddha. Characterless is the profoundest beauty possible, because it means a totally new response each moment. Each moment a Buddha faces life, a Jesus faces life. He does not carry ready-made answers. What he is going to say, nobody knows. What he is going to do, nobody knows. How he is going to act, nobody knows. Not he himself. If he himself knows, then he is just telling funny stories to himself. Then it is all foolish. I don't know what sentence is going to follow this. I don't know what act is going to follow. This is freedom. Then I am not confined. I can understand your difficulty. Whatsoever I am doing is trying to destroy your character. That was the condemnation of Socrates. The court in Athens had decided that he destroys the character of young people. It is absolutely true. That was the evidence against Christ also, that he destroys the character of young people. It has been always so. A Socrates, a Jesus, they are destroyers of character. Not that they are creators of immorality. They bring the greatest morality there is. The morality of freedom. The morality of spontaneity. The only act moral is that act which is spontaneous, which comes out of your totality and is not just from your head. I will be destroying your character. People say the same thing against me, that I am a dangerous man. I am, they are perfectly true. My whole effort is how to destroy your character. So at least you can become a bus. So that you don't move on rails, you can have a little freedom. Fear is natural. I am not saying that you can drop that fear, but one thing I would like to say, in spite of the fear, you can come with me. And that is the only way. If you wait, that once when you have dropped the fear, then you will come and follow me, then you will never. In spite of the fear, let the fear be there, it is natural. But don't follow it. You follow me. That's what Jesus is saying to his disciples. Come, follow me. The fear is there, human, natural. But come, follow me. By and by, the more you will become attuned to the inner freedom, the inner sky, the fear will disappear. Because through this characterlessness, you are growing. You are becoming more mature. You are ripening. Now the morality will not be forced from outside. It will flow from your inside. It will be your inwardness. It will be your own understanding and consciousness. It will not be a conscience anymore. The conscience is given by the society. Consciousness you have to achieve. The society goes on telling you this is right and that is wrong. That is conscience. It becomes ingrained, implanted in you. You go on repeating it. That is worthless. That is not the real thing. The real thing is your own consciousness. It carries no ready-made answers, what is wrong and what is right, no. But immediately, whenever, whatsoever situation arises, it gives you light. You know immediately what to do. And that doing is total. That act is total. Because it is not being done because the society says so. It is done because you know it that way. In that moment, the decision takes shape. It comes out of your innermost core. This is freedom. And this freedom is the goal. And don't stop before you have attained it. Fear will be there. Many hazards on the path. Many times you may go astray. Many times you will feel tired, exhausted. Many times you will find excuses to sit by the side of the road. But remember again and again that unless you have attained to that consciousness which can act spontaneously, you have not fulfilled your being. You are betraying God. You are betraying the whole. And how can you be happy? How you can be blissful if you betray the original source? Then you will remain miserable. Your misery is just an indication that you are not doing the right thing. And the right thing is not what is told by the society to be right. The right thing is that which you come to understand through your understanding. Be a light unto yourself. That is the right thing.
Shri Guru. चक चंग बजाओए
ओ एक बरस रे बाद रंगीलो पागल आयो राज सहेला लुवर गाओए चक चंग बजाओए
फूल कल्या झूमे मुड़कावे मनी मन लाजे चारों मेर उड़न तो सोरम बायो बाजे सजाया सोवण मोवण रूप रुतारो आयो सादी भूख सहेला नाचो गाओए कदम चक चंग बजाओए
आयो
चक चंग
बजाओए
का भोग फूल गया मर गोजा फूटे की पाछाई की पोड़िया जस पड़ राही लूटे धोरा धोरा भोग फूल गया मर गोजा फूटे की पाछाई की पोड़िया जस पड़ राही लूटे पड़ी पसरी कोसु कोस किडावे ओ तीड़ा न तो ओस सहेले चढ़ मिल जाओए कदम तक चंग बजाओए
Osho Radio. Today's musicians were Manish Pijas, Arnava, Parijat and Tanmayo, Richa and Shastro. We hope you enjoyed the program and will share it with your friends. Have a good week, everybody. Take care and namaste.